to our guest lines, kicking off hour number two. Eric Backetts, Clemson baseball coach, joins us. Good morning, Coach Backetts. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Awesome. Great weekend. Another weekend series win, climbing up in the polls, and a little bit different. I want to ask you about pitching with the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday deal. But speaking of pitching, Aiden did it again, and he got you off to a great start, and the bats were hot. And I want to get your thoughts about the opening series win, the 11-1 run rule win against Stanford on Friday.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we played a complete game for sure. We were clicking from a pitching, defense, and offensive standpoint. It's probably our best played game of the year. In terms of just total execution. But Aiden was great, quality start, six innings. The defense was great again, and then just offense was contributing one through nine in the lineup. Everybody was doing something. We had guys in every spot in the order that were on base, scoring runs, getting RBIs, doing something. So it was really good to see us when we were playing at our potential like that.
Aiden is that model of consistency. I want to ask you about it because we've seen some of your guys, you know, have great outings, and some, you know, then the next week maybe not. How difficult is it? How assuring is it to know he's that guy who can do that for you? But how difficult is it to be that consistent? And I guess maybe part of that would be that even when he doesn't have his best stuff, he still can go deep in games.
He's a unique talent. You're right. And so if he's had games this year where, you know, he might not have had a couple of pitches working for him, they weren't breaking how he wanted them to, or he didn't have the best command of a certain pitch, but he's got enough in his arsenal where he can still fight through it, and he's tough enough mentally to where he knows that even if he has his C-minus game, he still believes it's better than somebody else's at an opposing team hitter's A game. So it's just that confident mindset that he's got, and a lot of times he might find it in the third, you know, he might go through the first time through the order and maybe it might be a day where he's not as sharp. This happened a couple of weeks ago. And then the second and third time through the order, he figured it out and he got his best stuff and his best command. And so, yeah, he's a unique talent. He's a special talent, not only the stuff and the command, but it's the preparation week to week that makes him great. It's the what he does consistently between starts is what allows him to be consistent in his starts.
We had a great day Saturday, Coach. I want to thank you. My son got an Eric Backetts signed baseball from one of your staff members, so he loves that. We went by Tiger Sports and got him a new baseball and tailgated and had a great time. And I didn't tell him this, but after the game, I was thinking to myself, we saw a doubleheader Saturday. We saw the first game, which was a slugfest, and then we saw the Lucas Milestead game there the last three innings, and really the Reed Garrison in the last five and third innings because it was almost like two different baseball games in the 11-10 win.
Well, it definitely took the amount of time of a doubleheader, that's for sure. That was the longest game, I think, all season. It was and you're right. It was a tale of two games. You had an absolute slugfest in the beginning, and then a pitcher's duel in the end. But thank goodness that Reed Garris and Lucas Malstad are on our team and did what they did, because we could not stop Stanford in the first four innings. But in the last five, with those two guys on the mound putting zeros up, we were able to be just one run better. And in Stanford, as we saw, well, really all weekend, but especially on Sunday. But we saw Saturday, too, how dangerous they are offensively and how good of a ball club they are. They are so much better than their record, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them go on a little bit of a run here.
What's the thought on Lucas? He got nine outs. You make that decision that game was so important you had to win that one. You're not going to bring him back. And who knows, maybe if you had a 10 spot maybe in the bottom of the seventh or something like that, that might change a little bit. But talk me through the fact, and Garris went 2 1/3, about when he can lose, how long he can go, because there was a game in there you talked about how he wanted to go even farther, maybe an extra inning game. But how far can he stretch it out, pitch count and all that? What are your thoughts about when you do bring him in at the back of that, you know, three inning save?
Yeah, I mean, with both those guys, it certainly is not the recipe. But it was in that particular game. We had the chance to win the series. It's kind of that mindset, that postseason mindset. We're going to do whatever we have to do to win this game and worry about tomorrow. So we knew by doing this, we were burning our two best relievers. But we needed to throw our two best relievers in that situation in order to win the game. So it was an easy choice because of how Stanford was hitting the first half of the game. And so we knew that we felt good about what we were doing offensively. And it was just, we need to put a stopgap to this. And, you know, who can we throw? And so that's the beauty of Reed and Lucas is, you know, they can be stretched out a little bit this year more so than Lucas, I think, has gone longer in his career in the past. Reed has not. Reed has been a one-inning guy, maybe a two-inning guy. But to have both of them built up to where they can, you know, take up a whole half of the game, that's really, really, really valuable for us.
The transfer portal is good to you. Two guys that we were excited about that are really coming around right now. Give me an idea of Priest from the left side, Gaffney right behind him from the right side. They're different kinds of hitters. Saturday, though, they get five hits. They get five RBIs. Priest, it's his seventh home run of the year. Nice to see. By the way, Gerald, his ninth, and Painter gets his seventh. But give me an idea of those two transfer portal guys back-to-back in the lineup and what they bring to the table like they did Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Pano and Gerald too, but like all those guys are stacked up, you know, similarly in the order. They're all bunched together. And so, you know, it's felt like all year we really haven't even hit our stride offensively. We've been scoring a lot of runs, but, you know, Listy was hot and Cam is Cam and Purify was hot, but it felt like everybody else was kind of, you know, contributing, but they really hadn't, had that heater yet. And so, Jacob Gerald, he's hit a little bit of a power surge lately. But when Colin has been probably the most unlucky hitter on the team. I think he leads our team in exit velo over 100 miles an hour. He has the most amount of hits in games over 100 miles an hour. But his batting average is one of the lowest in the starting lineup, which is why batting average is just such a not a good indicator of a hitter. But his on-base was good. He gets on base. His slugging was still decently high, but his quality at-bats were really high. So we knew it was coming because his QABs were good. And, I don't know if it's just the season changing, the wind. We had some weird wind, as we talked about before, where we were crushing balls into the gale force wind blowing in. And Colin was a victim of that. But, you know, he's always been hitting the ball hard this year. And so it's good to see him get the reward of getting a home run because he can change the game with one swing like he did over the weekend. And then Gaffney is, you know, Gaffney's got both of them have big-time credentials, both All-Americans last year. And I don't even think Gaffney's hit his stride yet. He's shown flashes, but you know, we haven't seen the power that he's capable of. And I think once, you know, when he really hits a heater here as well, it's, you know, then we'll really see what he can do. But our lineup's dangerous. We're finding ways to score runs because we have that type of dynamic, balanced offense where we can score in a lot of ways. But we got guys 4 through 9 in the lineup that once they all start firing on all cylinders, kind of like they did on that Friday game, that's where this offense could be really scary as we head into the home stretch here.
Luke's got the advantage of hitting with runners on base an awful lot because of what Listy Cantarell and Purify and Priest have done. But, boy, I love seeing that big hole in the right side and seeing him shoot that ball over there. That's nice to see. You've done a lot in right field, and you got a lot of pieces over there and righty-lefty type stuff and maybe playing the hot hand. There wasn't a whole lot of good that came out of Sunday, but did Crichton's two hits – you know, maybe give him a little bit of advantage, maybe heading to the weekend against Louisville. What are the thoughts about right field and where we are now? And I guess we'll just maybe continue to try a bunch of guys there and give other guys shots as the season goes on?
Yeah, I think, you know, it wasn't just the two hits. Jack hit four balls over 100 miles an hour, and, you know, that's kind of the number that, you know, we look at. 95 is really a hard contact in college baseball, but when you hit it 100 miles an hour or harder, I mean, it's you put yourself in the best position to get on base and to do some damage. So, yeah, I think Jack, you know, of McLeody, Bassetta, and Crichton, Jack's probably had the least amount, at least, of at-bats of those three, and he's certainly very capable. It's hard to make a lineup out every game and not have McLeody, Bassetta, Crichton all in the lineup. You know, and T.P. Wentworth is another kid that's working hard. He's going to be a household name for Clemson baseball in the future. We want to mix him in there as well. So we're able to do that. A NorCal kid playing a NorCal team, you know, thought we'd give him a shot at it. But we need to continue to find a way to keep McClatty, keep Bissetta, keep Crichton engaged. You never know when we're going to need all three of them maybe in the lineup at once. If that were to ever happen. But I think with what Jack did on Sunday, he certainly earned the opportunity to stay in there for a little bit.
It's the first time we've seen B.J. Bailey struggle a little bit. You give Stanford an awful lot of credit for some squaring up some balls there. What did you see different from him than maybe the previous outings?
I thought his stuff had just ticked down, and, you know, kind of like we just mentioned with Aiden. You know, sometimes as a pitcher, you know, your velocity might be a couple miles an hour lower. Your breaking ball's not quite as sharp, whatever the case may be. And the first three hitters of the game hit three absolute rockets. And within like 8 seconds, it was 3-0, you know. And so I think that, you know, that kind of, you know, that sometimes can daze you real quick. Like in a boxing match, and guy lands a punch you didn't expect. I don't know. BJ's a, you know, we love that he's, you know, that junior college squirrely, you know, JUCO bandit that just hyper competitive, and that's when he's at his best. When he is just, you know, doing his thing and pumping his fist but you could tell that he was just a little bit off, and I think it had something to do with the way Stanford just ambushed his pitches, and they were on all of them. It's not like, you know, he wasn't, you know, it was one pitch. They were the better team on Sunday, that's for sure. They outcompeted us. They played better than us, and I don't care who you play. In today's game of college baseball, the best team doesn't win. It's the team who plays the best, and Stanford played better than we did on Sunday.
All right, no midweek games this week. Talon Bell has shown some signs here, and his role maybe continuing. Well, does this mean can we see him this weekend? Next week you have Georgia, the only midweek game, but now the next 2 weeks you got Thursday, Friday, Saturdays rather than Saturday, Sunday, Mondays. I guess there's a lot on the table maybe for Bell, and maybe not a lot of opportunities maybe for Bell in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think he'll throw today. We have a lot of guys who didn't pitch over the weekend that need to get an inning today. So we'll do a simulated game today. Probably play 4.5-5 innings today and let 9 or 10 pitchers throw, and including Talon and including Michael Gillen and all the guys who have already pitched who didn't pitch over the weekend. And then we'll just, you know, we'll kind of see what the weekend holds. It's everything being a day sooner changes everything. You know, it'd be real easy just to say, oh, just keep the rotation the same and everybody bumps up a day. But I don't know if we're going to do that. I know Aiden Canuck's going to pitch on Thursday, but I think, you know, I think we'll treat it as kind of like we treated the Saturday game. We'll do whatever we got to do this weekend to come out on top. And so if we got to throw some guys who have started on the weekend in relief, then that's what we'll do. But I think we're still deciding that. We had a big discussion as a staff about it yesterday, about what the recipe is going to be. But seeing what Drew Titsworth did against Gardner Webb in long relief was a really good sign. He's certainly a candidate. And then, you know, we've got guys that, you know, obviously Darden and BJ have had success as starters as well. But we need to really, you know, dial it in. And a lot of the best pitching staffs, especially the ones that end up going to Omaha, you got 10, 11 guys that have 90% of the innings. And so I think we got to really, you know, really at the second half of the ACC, we've got enough of a sample size where we can harness in and take a look at some roles where we can put guys in the best spots for success.
I think I'm right by saying this. 8 of the next 11 against ranked teams Louisville, Georgia, Florida State, Coastal Carolina. It's going to be awesome. Thursday, by the way, I remind folks, you got a time change on Friday to 5 o'clock for Good Friday. No Easter Sunday. You got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock on Thursday with Louisville coming to town. They're a good ball club. I'll quickly let you talk about the Cardinals and another ranked team coming to Doug Kingsmore.
Yeah, they are a complete team. They have elite team speed. They've got a ton of stolen bases. One guy in particular has almost 30 stolen bases. They can pitch. They can hit. This will be a huge test, huge challenge. And we've had some big challenges already this year, and this will be right up there with them. This second half of conference play is very challenging, and Louisville coming into town, and you know they had a battle with NC State this past weekend, and we have NC State the following weekend. But you know it's going to be a real test because they ranked team like you said, but it's the weapons that they have that make them good. They've got a guy, their first pitcher they throws almost 100 miles an hour, and they got all kinds of speed and. They're very aggressive, very well coached. Obviously, Dan McDonald's a future Hall of Famer, if he's not already in the Hall of Fame. But he's a very aggressive base running type of coach, and so they'll put a lot of pressure on us for sure. There's no doubt about it.
Loved a big atmosphere over there. Thursday 7, Friday at 5, Saturday at 1. My wife's it was her second game. It was my daughter's second game. My 19-month-old and my wife said the atmosphere is different in Doug Kingsmore now. Went, well, good. I'll pass that on to Eric Backage. So had a great time. My son loves it. Everybody loves it. So she noticed it at least on Saturday. So I mean Saturday night. Coach, good luck. Let's talk Georgia, NC State, and review. Hopefully a great series win against Louisville when we visit next Tuesday.
Let's do it. Let's talk about how rowdy that crowd was this weekend. Thursday,
wasn't it great?
Friday, Saturday. That would be great. Yeah, let's keep it going.
Awesome.
I love it.
Awesome.
Thanks, Mickey. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach Eric Backus, Clemson Baseball.